This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Students on the four campuses of the University of Missouri system are facing another 2% increase in tuition next year. Rachel Lippman reports on a preliminary budget unveiled yesterday at the Board of Curators meeting in St. Louis.
The proposed increase is similar to those from each of the last 5 years, but there will still be a $25 million gap between the revenue the tuition boost and other fee increases are expected to generate and promised increases in salaries and benefits. And that doesn't even include deferred maintenance. The system's vice president of finance and administration, Nikki Krawitz, admits it's an unsustainable situation.
We have to look at possibilities for additional revenue generation and then look at more efficient and effective ways to carry out the business that we're in.
Krawitz says the university cut almost $275 million between 2009 and 2012, compared with about $175 million in new revenue. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The Columbia Planning and Zoning Commission voted last night to table a vote on the controversial housing development project on South Route K until next month. Doug Wheeler, chair of the commission, says the applicants requested the issue be tabled on Wednesday due to concerns for public objections. Wheeler says the delay of the public hearing will allow more discussion and communication with neighbors.
Any time that we can encourage the parties to have a dialogue prior to having the public hearing, that makes our process better, more efficient, and we come out with a better product.
The proposed South Route K project covers an area of 35.8 acres located just north of Rockbridge Memorial State Park. Wheeler says the plan received some opposition because of the potential environmental impact to the nearby park and the higher density of residential houses that will result from a different housing style. The rescheduled vote on the project will be on January 10th. On January 1st, Claudia Starr will take over as the new executive director of the Kingdom of Callaway Chamber of Commerce. KBIA's Dana Schnazy spoke with her.
Claudia Starr is preparing to take the position over from former executive director Nancy Lewis, who held the position for 21 years. Starr says for now, she's doing an exploration to talk to people before she establishes her goals.
It would be way too soon for me to try to project any plans that I personally have, because it's an effort of the entire community of the direction that we need to go.
With a degree in community development and urban planning, Starr says her new role is one she is well equipped for. She says she's been involved in businesses, zoning issues, and real estate throughout her life.
It's just something that really interests me, seeing a community that has tremendous potential and being able to help that community realize their strengths.
Starr plans to meet with every business owner in the community to determine their needs and concerns. For KBIA News, I'm Dana Schnazy.
Governor Jay Nixon spent $15.5 million on his reelection campaign and still has hundreds of thousands of dollars left over. Campaign finance reports released yesterday show Nixon's fundraising committee had a balance of nearly $414,000 at the start of December. Nixon has changed his committee to indicate that he now is seeking an unspecified statewide office in 2016. Nixon campaign manager Orrin Schur says the change allows Nixon to continue raising and spending money for his inaugural celebration and other office expenses. The amount of money remaining in Nixon's account was greater than for other winners in statewide races. Attorney General Chris Koster had the next largest balance at nearly $143,000. The Missouri National Education Association is warning of the fallout for public schools if Congress does not act to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff. KPIA's Julie Fine tells us the extensive federal budget cuts would impact Missouri schools.
Chris Gunther, president of the Missouri National Education Association, says these changes will significantly affect low-income and special needs students. She says the cuts included in the sequestration are just too much of a burden on the state's education system.
The across-the-board cuts could mean as many as 1,000 more jobs in public education lost, impacting up to 90,000 of our students from Head Start all the way through college age. One of the comparisons that was made was that if all these cuts are made, it will take public education funding back to the levels of 2003 with over 5 million more students, and it costing about 25% more to educate a student.
Columbia Public School District board member Christine King says although there is a lot of uncertainty of what would happen if the cuts went through, the district is in a good place.
Because we have been very conservative over the last several years with our budget, planning for the opening of battle. Our local economy is pretty strong.
King says the board will continue to talk about how the possible budget cuts could affect the district.
That's KPIA's Julie Fine reporting. Third quarter sales of Missouri homes involved in foreclosure auctions rose by 39% over the previous quarter amid concentrated efforts to unload distressed properties and strengthen the housing market. California-based Realty Track released a report yesterday showing 2,645 single-family homes in Missouri owned by banks or in some stage of foreclosure were sold in the third quarter. Realty Track says the average sales price was $102,000. Nationwide, the number of foreclosure-related sales in the third quarter increased by 21%. A report produced by Health Groups concludes that Missouri ranks 46th in funding for tobacco cessation and prevention programs. The report states Missouri currently spends 0.1% of what the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends on efforts to prevent kids from starting and helping smokers stop. Missouri voters last month rejected an initiative to increase tobacco taxes. It called for using the additional revenue for education and smoking and prevention and cessation efforts. The Northern Michigan University women's soccer team is heading to Columbia for a teammate's visitation this afternoon and a funeral service tomorrow morning. Freshman midfielder and former Rockbridge High School student Ariana Alioto from Columbia drowned November 30th at the school's physical education instructional facility in Marquette, Michigan. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.